Yeshuas. Welcome everyone to tonight's share. Tonight's share is sponsored by Zeicha Nishmas, Chaver Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Chaver Chaim Ben David, and Reb Nissen Ben Reb Shmuel. As hopefully you all know by now, the Munsnaisi Beis Medrash sole purpose is Torah and more Torah. We appreciate all of you who've come and mishtatef making Kiddush Hashem one night a week, two nights a week, five nights a week, learning Torah, making this a Mokum Torah. Tonight we have the special schus to have with us from Heschel Zalti Shlita, Rosh Hashiva of Nir, to give us Dibrei Seiris on the upcoming Yom Nerom, the Rosh Hashiva.
Then the brachas, Shosh Hitzilas Abakiva Lahariga, Zman Kriyash Mahaya, Vayusokin as Besorai Bimasrekish Obaz. Again, Rabbi Kiva, Luchaya Yusurim Gidalim Shaim the Sable, Sokim as Besorai Bimasrekish Obaz. At that particular time, Rabbi Akiva was Oisik in Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, Parshas Kriya Shema. Omalei Talmidav, Abeinu Ad Kan. The Talmidim Rabbi Akiva asked him the following, Rabbeinu Ad Kan. Is this what is expected of a Yid? Ad Khan, that at the time that he's going through such apparently to be Yisurim Neiroyim, he's Mekabel Olav Al Malchus Shemayim, because this is what is expected of a Yid to reach to that Madrega at such a time. Omulehem. So Rabbi Akiva gave them an answer. He says, Kol Yomai. So Rekiva's response was, "Kol Yomai Hanisi Mitzdaya Al Posik Zeh." What did Rabbi Akiva mean to answer his Talmidim? The Talmidim asked, how does a person come to such a level of Abbas Hashem? So to say, in such a short period of time, all of a sudden, Sarkim as Besorim, Masreika Shul Basel, how does one come to such a level of Abbas Hashem under such a circumstance? And the Rebbe Akiva gave an answer maybe to that question. And he said, Kol Yomai Yisi Mitztayer Al Posik Zeh B'chol Nafshecha. The answer is that a person does not come to Avos Hashem, the level of Avos Hashem, that Rabbi Akiva demonstrated. That's not a level that a person comes to in a short period of time. It's not something that upon demand, the situation arises, so I demonstrate a great deal of Avos Hashem, that's impossible, that's unexpected of a person. To come to such a level at the spur of the moment when he's tested with such yisurim of Masreika Shul Basel. And Rabbi Akiva said that his whole life was a life of Hayisi Mitztayer Al Posik Zeh Masayovei Liyodi Vaykaimenu. The entire life of a Yid, Rabbi Akiva said, of his particular life, and maybe the life of a Yid is supposed to be a continuous binyan by the person of Avos Hashem. Continuous every mitzvah, every pu'ula of a person is supposed to bring him a notch closer, a daga, somewhat closer to Abbas Hashem. That's Rabbi Akiva's answer. It's not something that happens under the test of such yisurim. It's a lifetime of avodah, a focus of a yid coming to Abbas Hashem from each and every pu'ula. Mitzvah saseh is called ava. Ban says that ava is decha yira, and that's why a mitzvah saseh is decha loy saseh. Abafust Ramban, Pashas Yisrael. Ava mitir avis deila meyira. It means that the pre kol hamitzvahs. If Yerucham writes in the sefer pre kol hamitzvahs, you know, you look at an ilan. Now there's a lot of parts to a tree, he says. A lot of chalokim, chalki ilim, hanofim, olim, the gufa ilon. And then everybody understands that the tafkid from them ilon is them pri, this is befunsach on the ilon. That's the tafkid, that's the spitz, that's what it's all about. Everything else is to bring that pri. And Rabbi Yochum says that's the marshal. Avis Hashem is pri kol hamitzvus, kol atere kula, kol hamitzvus kula. The pri of all mitzvus is Avis Hashem. That's why it says that the Gimel Averis, Yarek Val Yava. So his Mazbin is safer, Das Choch Musa, that the Gimel Averis leave a person void of Avis Hashem. That's why there's a din b'siris nefesh. Yeah, he's void of Abbas Hashem. After Hashem lekecha b'chol nafsho, that's the mikor from Mesiras Nefesh b'avoy dezara, and he says it applies to all the Gimel Averis. Abbas Hashem is mechayiv b'chol nafshecha, because when a person becomes void of Abbas Hashem in Ishtokin Levin for Nayid, avoy dezara, he becomes void of Abbas Hashem. It leaves no room for Abbas Hashem. That's what he's mazba. Chatzk Levenstein, a posik in the Siyam of Pashas Nitzavim, he asks a question: why is it that the Torah, when it enumerates many milus, Soif Pashas Nitzavim, and the Torah speaks about what the Torah expects of a Yid, and the posik lists off the various milus, and the Chatzk lists why is it that one of the first milas that the pasuk speaks about. It speaks about la'avas Hashem lekecha, hadesu v'chem lechatu b'chayim, and the pasuk says la'avas Hashem lekecha u'shmaya b'koyl ledov kibay nepchaskulis. How do you start with avas Hashem? Everybody knows that's a madrega. That should be. That's like, you know, that's at the end of the line. We hope to get there sometime. At some point we hope to get there. Why is the Torah Madgish Avis Hashem as the number one? Avis Hashem Likecha Pratzchilis. You look in Kriya Shema, it also starts with Vahavtas Hashem Likecha. Immediately following Kabbalah Salmal Chashemayim, immediately Vahavtas Hashem Likecha. And Pratzchil said that the Torah is teaching us. Avis Hashem is a high level. But the Torah is teaching us that everything that you do in life, the way you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah, whether it's been Adam L'Chavera, been Adam L'Mokim, it's all a stepping stone. It's all a process. A slow process for the yid to come to that spitz pre of Avis Hashem. That's why it's said first. Because it is the Aleph. It's the Aleph Dikki Yisai that's supposed to be underlying in each and every pu'ula that a person does in each and every mitzvah. That's what he says. Taichin Apasik. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that said, Es Hashem Likecha Tira L'Rabbis Talmud Chocham. Everybody knows that Chazal. Shim Nam Suni. Had nothing to be ma'abi. Didn't know what to do. Es Hashem Likecha. What are you ma'abi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rabbi Akiva comes along and he tells us something about a Talmud Chacham. He's right to be put into that pasuk together with Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Talmud Chacham belongs there with Kodesh Baruch Hu. I always wondered, what is it that Rabbi Akiva was massive, why he was such a great Talmud Chacham, that he felt that a Talmud Chacham deserves to be put in the same pasuk as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no conflict. It's one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Talmud Chacham. And I thought to myself, here, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who showed such greatness of Avos Hashem, as demonstrated b'soif Yom of Rabbi Akiva, to show such greatness of Avos Hashem, automatically means a greatness of Torah. If you look in that first parasha of Kriyash Mevachtas Hashem Likecha B'chol Vavcha B'chol Nafshecha, and then the pasuk continues to Torah Shebal Peh V'hoyu Hadvorim Ha'Ela, and the Medrash everyone knows in Tanchuma, in Parshas Noach, the Medrash talks, oy, who has Torah Shebal Peh? Who are the people that are Zeicha to Torah Shebal Peh? And the Medrash Tanchuma says over there, it just says those are the people that have Avos Hashem b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol moed. Torah Shebal Peh is difficult. Time, energy, sleepless nights, even if it's not sleepless, entire nights, other times of the day that one would want to rest from his day's work. Zot medish tanchuma, those are the people that are zeicha to Torah Shebal Peh. Those who have Avos Hashem b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ma'odai. Torah brings Ava, Torah needs Avos Hashem, and I guess Torah brings the ultimate of Avos Hashem. It's Ayidei Torah, so it's no wonder that Rabbi Akiva's understanding of a Talmud Chacham, the closeness of a Talmud Chacham to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you could put him in the same pasuk. Rabbi Akiva is the one to say that. He's the one that understands what it is. What Avos Hashem is. What Torah Shebal Peh is. And the closeness that a person could get through Torah Shebal Peh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he deserves that title of the Rabbi's Talmud Chacham together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bikurim. And the parsha Bikurim is Agiv. All the Chaviv the Kemitzvah. Chaviv. The same mitzvah Zusha Bishvi. Lo tikones lo aretz Chazal say in the pasuk Vahoye Kisava. You'll be Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael because of this mitzvah Bikurim. What is it about Bikurim? My Shabbeinu, the Medrash Tanchuma says, my Shabbeinu saw that there's going to become a time that there'll be no Beis Hamikdash, no Bikurim, and he was misakin Gimel Tfilis of Klal Yisrael, because there's no Bikurim. So you need Gimel Tfilis. How powerful that Bikurim is. That you need to substitute Bikurim by Klal Yisrael. You have to substitute with davening three times a day throughout the entire Golus, which they medish. Bikurim is such a demonstration of a Yid's Emunah and a Yid's Avos Hashem, a person who's ready to give up a little bit of that Cheshik of Olam Hazeh, that desire to enjoy that Reishis Pri Adama, that Cheshik of Olam Hazeh. He's ready to give that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a demonstration of Avos Hashem, a demonstration of Emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a nice thing. He's a nice and maton. Of course it comes to him. He's the nice thing. Hazal said, yeah, that needs Gimel Tfilis. For us in Golis, you need the Gimel Tfilis to subsidize, to substitute. For that demonstration of Emunah that lies in that Maisa Havas Bikurim, the Avos Hashem that a Yid shows, that he's able to part with the ma'oidcha, the thing that's so dear to him, so important to him, he's ready to part with it. That's a statement from Avos Hashem. B'mloy hamuvan, b'chol hatoikif. And a person needs to daven three times a day to have the emuna and create the ava, believe by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the tefillahs. to make up for not having that mitzvah bikurim. Not having bikurim, you have to make it up. The moon, one mice of bikurim demonstrates so much by Klal Yisrael. That's what I see. Dibri Chazal and the Midrash Chinuch in Mitzvah Vidui, he says that, you know, the Mishnah says in Yuma that Shuv is Mechaper Im Yom Kippur. Al Chamuris, Veiris Chamuris, person needs Shuva and Yom Kippur. Some of Veiris needs Shuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurim. If you look at Kapara, Bryce said, Rabbi Shmuel, and this Aver, that Aver. Shuva works, mitzvahs I say, works miyad, immediate. Other mitzvahs, other chamuris, doesn't work so instantly. The person needs, he needs a tziruv of Yom HaKodesh and Kippur, and other Averis even need a tziruv of Yisurim. Agav Rabbi Nenah says, Yisurim, a person could minimize Yisurim. It's not a good idea. Yeah, by a night call. I've got the idea, everyone comes at night to sit after a day's work. Ben Yenis says that Chmod HaTzan, if a person needs for his kapara, needs Yisur. Ben Yenis writes in Shah Dalit, when he speaks about Chiluki Kapara, he says, yeah, a person has a way to substitute Yisur. And no one wants Yisur. Ben Yenis says a person has an Eitzah. Chesed ve'emes yichupa oven, and he says Torah becomes in place of Yisur. But he says it also in a practical sense. A person thinks, comes to say that night, I might say that, you know, it comes to Yishmaki Gemara easier. No, not such a big mistake. Comes to a difficult sugya. It's after a day, his head is swimming. And he pushes himself. He pushes himself to listen to the Shia, to think about the Rashi, the Taisus. And Aben Yenis says, you know what you're doing? That difficulty that you are experiencing over the Blat Gemara. Yeah, difficulty. I'm sitting over here. Oh, when am I going to get to my bed and lay down already? Rest. Says that difficulty, Dr. Ben Yonah, is oil of the mokim yisurim. You chose yourself a different type of yisurim, and it substitutes, Ben Yonah says. It substitutes the yisurim the mark, and no one wants to think about what yisurim means. But this yisurim, I think that there are cloud prisoners, I'm ready to take this. I'm willing to settle a difficult sugya. Rack my brains out a little bit, sit another extra few moments, not to run out as soon as whatever it is. Those is Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikabel the Yisurim that a yid is maisa nefesh for avos hater and limud hater b'mokim of the Yisurim. Rachmon Litzan. Shuva needs Yom Kippur. Sometimes needs Yisurim. Zogt min geschnig besuift worf mit zus vidoy min geschnig says nearly shuva me av doesn't need any of the above shuva me av zogt min geschnig is me gaven to others I saw beshem the going where it says shuva me av you that's shov ta kodesh boch u mitoych av es hashem. Zdoinis nasu kizach. Everyone's familiar with that gemara. Zdoinis nasu kizach. Yes, that's the koyach of Shuva Mi'ava. He says that you don't need Yisurim. You don't even need Yom Kippur. Found it b'shem the goin. Not sure. I can't vouch 100% to the reliability of it. I saw it written b'shem the gro. Yomali shomer yisol shtei shabosis. Miyad hod yu nigolin. Il molei shomru yisol shtei shavasis. Il molei is with an aleph. Il uloi. If they wouldn't shomru, shomru is lashon waiting. Sounds a little bit like a chassidish pshat. It's okay. Nothing against the chassidim. Il molei shomru yisol shtei shavasis. He says il uloi. The Tosfos says in Megillah, il molei with an aleph means il uloi. If they wouldn't have waited two shavasis. If the Yidden wouldn't wait two shavasis. They wouldn't wait for that day that's called Shabbos Shavosai. What do you mean they wouldn't wait for that day of Yom Kippur? If they would be Shov B'Tshuva Me'ava, Avis Hashem, is Miyad Ho'Yunigom. That's how he teaches, that's what I saw. Miyad Ho'Yunigom. And Chazal meant Tshuva Me'ava. Zochu is Achishena, Lo Yizochu is Be'ita. And Zochu means to be Shov Me'ava. That's what the Minchas Chinuch said. I saw Yid said a nice pshat in Ramban this week's parsha. Ki amitzvah hazois loy nifleisim imcha v'loy rechoy kehim imenu. Ramban says it means tshuva. Or the same means teira. And they ask a kasha. How can it mean tshuva? The Chazal dash and the posik on teira. How can it mean tshuva? The posik Chazal say loy meivel yami. It's not nimtzah by people that travel overseas too much. So they do dash and on teira. So I saw Yitzchak Zohar, how does the Ramban take this pasuk to mean tshuva? So I saw Yitzchak about the kipshat. Ki amitzvah zayis, it's tshuva, it's teira. It's teira, it's tshuva, it's the same. Teira brings a person to the highest level of tshuva me'ava. The pasuk is talking about teira. But teira brings a person to avos Hashem. To tshuva me'ava. So there's no stira. Ki amitzvah zayis, teira. A person is so close to tshuva, to difficult mitzvah tshuva. That's a pelot apostle. Loi nifleisi, loi rechoikehi. The teretz is that the teir of a yid, this teir shval peh, whatever time he's able to invest in teir, brings him to the highest level of avos Hashem and to tshuva me'av. Those mean, ke mitzvahs loi nifleisi mucha. Or the person's involvement in teir. Is like the place of the chayk. Tshuva me'ava is a person avoids all the chalukei kapara, all the need that Chazal speak about Yisurim. That's what Chazal say. Tshuva me'ava. And now comes over to me today. Now of a shivitana. Comes over to me and he says that he asked them, so a boy asked them permission, one of the boys in the school asked them permission to go and buy lunch. He asked them to go buy lunch. So he says to them, what's wrong? What's wrong with the yeshiva's lunch? So he says to him, I don't like it. Boy asked him, I don't like it. So the Menal asked this boy, and if you don't like it, so you can't eat something that you don't like. Why do you eat anyways? You eat because you like it, or you eat because you need to eat. You're hungry, you need to eat. He asked the boy, why does he have to go to the store? Get this food in. So the boy looks at him, and he thought that, I mean, now he looks at him and says, what are you talking about? You want me to eat something that I don't like? I don't know what you're talking about. That's what the boy says to him now. So I heard this story. I said to myself, what's happening over here? What is this? You know what this boy said? He said that Olam Hazeh, Avos Olam Hazeh, that's what it is. Avos, my Rebbeim said to me like this. He always says. He said that Olam Hazeh is not a stira to Olam Haba. But there is something that's a stira. Avos Olam Hazeh, they said, that's a contradiction. That is a contradiction. To Olam Haba. Avos Olam Hazeh. Let me say over what the Alter von Kelm says. It says that Ma bein Tzadik l'Rosha. Listen carefully. What's the difference of Tzadik and Rosha? He'll tell me that Tzadik is a Maimon, a Elacha. The Rosh is not such a big Maimon. That's the difference between a Tzadik and Rosha. So the Alter von Kelm. Listen carefully. Machta Tois. He's a Maimon. But you know, there's a war that goes on by a person. It's the war of Ruchnius and the war on the other side, the materialistic. Zogt Alter from Kel. He says, you know what? If you put Olam Hazeh, if it has such visibility to the person, how does the Ruchnius, how does a person's Ruchnius stand up against it? He loses the war. If you put Olam Hazeh up on a big screen, yeah, you put it up on a big screen, that Olam Hazeh, and then you want to take Ruchnius, Olam Haba. What's that? Where's that? There's no screen of Olam Haba. There's no screen. It's not visible. It's abstract. And now you want to go win the war. Here I have the big screen, the projector portrays to me Olam Hazeh in its entirety, and more so than ever before. And you know, I'm going to fight. You can't fight. You know, the Pasha is a Pasha of Inter, you fast tell you that the Torah had to be matir. Because you can't fight when you're not armed and you're not ready. That's why the Torah had to be matir, you fast tell you, even for the greatest Sadi, the Chofetz Chaim, needs a Pasha. David HaMelech. Because when it's a confrontation, the Yetzirah wins. Direct confrontation, a Yid avoids it. If you avoid it, then you stand a chance. So the Alter said, that's the difference between the Rosh and the Tzaddik. The Rosh has such a built-up Olam Hazeh, such an obvious Olam Hazeh, it's so on the table, and he's got to fight it with what? With a Rashi, Tosfos. Olam Haba, yeah, there's an Olam Haba, there's something Ruchnius, there's this. That's what he's got to fight it with. It's not fear. It's a losing proposition. Benon shal kedoshim, the Gemara says, Benon shal kedoshim lo yistakel b'tzurat d'zuza. They didn't look at it Tzuras Matbeah, so it sounds wild. They didn't look at it Tzuras Matbeah. That's from a raid. What is that? Got a deal, you got to be down, you got to have 2 feet on the ground. And the answer is, Benon Shal Kedoshim, they didn't want to have that kesher with Olam Hazeh. They really wanted to live a life that the Olam HaRuchni, that's their real world. But once you look at Olam Hazeh, you look at the Matbeya, Surat HaDezuza, a person that's a chson of Kedusha, that gives you a kesher, it binds you to Olam Hazeh, and you have a different Mulchoma now. You have to fight that Olam Hazeh that became real. It's mamoshes, it's here. And you have to go fight that. But an Olam of Ruchni is no yistakel b'tzurta d'zuza. That's what it is. And that's what you know, Eliel Lapian writes in Uvda. I heard this from my Rabbeim. Writes in Uvda. There was a Yid, an Adam, a Gvir Ma'oid, but he was known that he had a Chemdes Hamam, an Abel Chemdes Hamam. We know the Brisker Rav said that there's two things. It's Taibes Hamam and Chemdes Hamam. One is what you get from the money, and one is the money itself. And I heard this from my Rebbeim, but Rebbeim sprinted in Rebbeim Yalpian Sefer, that there was a tremendous Gvir. That was, he was Bishas when it's basically over. He wasn't going anywhere. And he calls over a person to him by his bedside. And he says to the person, I want to tell you something. If you would give, yeah, it was on his, he was a Shchid Mera. Now go one way only, it's a one way street. And he says to the person, he calls him over, and he says, you know, if you gave me a $50 bill, I would put it under my pillow. Rebellion Lapchan brings this mice. If you give me a $50 bill, I would slip it under my pillow. And what are you going to do with it, dear? Hana. I guess that's what he did other times when he was well. He would put money in the CD. Well, he can't put in the CD, so he puts it under the pillow. Chemdes Hamamit, a person becomes Makusha to Olam Hazeh. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end of Shah Sheni, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Nefesh, what's the Nefesh HaRasha? What is he all about, the Nefesh HaRasha? So the Nefesh HaRasha is the Nefesh that wanted, he wanted Olam Hazeh. That's Nefesh HaRasha. His Ratzin in this world is Olam Hazeh. And the Rabbi Nina says that stays, a Yisoid Godel, the Midas of a person, stay with him. Doesn't change. Rabbi Nina brings it there. That Nefesh, that Midah of a person, it's you, it becomes the person, it stays with him. And that's why I said this story. I eat what I like to eat. If you think about it, you know how much unfortunate churban lies in those words. I eat what I like to eat. There's a whole parsha in the Torah called Ben Seru Mera. And you know what Ramban says in parsha Ben Seru Mera? Ramban says, what did the Torah see in this person? That he has no future. What did he do? Took from his, who doesn't ask his parents for ATM card? Everybody has ATM card. Okay, he stole it. Took the second. Unfortunately. And Ramban says, one pshat Ramban, Yidua, he was Oyvan Kedoshim Tiyu. His Oyvan Kedoshim Tiyu is a Zoyl Vesoyve. No future. Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedoshim, Kodesh. That's a Rebbe Shazach, right? Rebbe, on a Rebbe, you have to write, besides Adinenu, Marenu Rebbe, you have to write HaKodesh. But a Ben Seir Meir is losing his life because he's lacking in Kedoshim Tiyu. Koshu Debrianda. And the answer is, there's a Torah's teaching us that a Yid that doesn't have some level of Kedusha, some level of Kedusha, Kaddish, Atzmecha, B'mutalucha, Olam Hazeh is not for the sake of Olam Hazeh. It has a tachlis Olam Hazeh. But in this child, the Torah was made that there's no trace of Kedusha. If there's no trace of Kedusha, there's no future of this person in Klal Yisrael. Kedusha, Abbas Hashem, goes together. For a person to have Abbas Hashem, we spoke about Tshuva Me'ava, what a person could be Zeicha from Tshuva Me'ava. But how can a person have Abbas Hashem if he doesn't have his side? There's some fundamental level of Kedusha, some restraint from that Olam Hazadik, a picture. He has to have restraint from that. He has to minimize his bind to Olam Hazeh. That's what Kedusha is. It doesn't mean anything basic. Kadish Atzmecha. Separate yourself from that love of Olam Hazeh, and then you could be Zeichet to Abbas Hashem, Miyad HaYunik Olim, Zedoinis Nasu Kizachias. That's why I see that Tmimus. That Tmimus was lost. In the old days, we were able to eat lunch, we were able to eat macaroni for lunch. That's the way it was in the old days. If macaroni was served, we were able to eat it. Because that's what's served. And if it's not macaroni, and today, macaroni, that's also one, right? That's also a meal. The whole Yisoid, the Yisoid of Kedusha, the Yisoid that brings a Yid a little bit closer to Abbas Hashem, that's what we're talking about. Kol Yomai, Hayisi Mitzdayer Al Pasuk Zeh. Rabbi Akiva said, it's a lifetime of Abbas Hashem. You don't become an Oy Abbas Hashem. Avram Avinu was called Oy Havi. Zer Avram Oy Havi. Havi Wal Abris. Shei Hashem Shemayim Mis'ayev Al Yodcha. But it doesn't happen. Don't have false expectations. It's a process. And every time a Yid is able to be a little bit kodesh, a little bit restraint, Yetzirah, the Mishnah says, Mitzin es Adam in Adam. Yetzirah is Mitzin es Adam. Because it's the Yetzirah, you fuel the Yetzirah. The person himself gives the fuel to the Yetzirah. You sit down. A mensch muss essen, a person. But if you give him fuel, the Yetzirah, that's what the Mishnah means, that the Yetzirah is Mitzin es Adam in Adam. It's your Yetzirah. You built him up. You gave him phenomenal kliyos. Every time you took Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh, you gave him power. You gave him the power that doesn't enable you to overcome that great Muhammad. You know, the time is late, this man is mobile. And I just wanted to end off that way. Rosh Hashanah. Or it says in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Shana Reishis Hashanah Vatachris Hashanah. Or it says Kol Shana Shirosha Bitchilosa Misasharis Besefer. The word Rosha Reish Shin Hei means a person makes himself like an oni. I'm ending off with this because it's before Rosh Hashanah. It's appropriate. Kol Shana Shirosha Bitchilosa Misasharis Besefer. The person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah Ka'oni Ha'oimid Ala Pesach. The tev of a person is, Rebbein Shalom, you know, I have a house here, I have a house in Florida, a house in Yerushalayim. You know what? It wouldn't be so bad if I had another one. It wouldn't be so bad if I had another million. The person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for maintenance, comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be merciful a little bit, wouldn't be so bad, a little bit more. Kol Shana Sherosh Bitchilasa means that the person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kerosh Ka'oni Ha'oimin Ala Pesach. There's no Chazakis. We know there's no Chazakis. What you have yesterday in Isurim, there's Dini Chazakis. Chazaki the Meikor, Chazaki the Hashta. When it comes to a person's panos and his health, there's no Chazakis. We know people yesterday they had, today they don't, and vice versa. People that didn't have yesterday, and today they do have. There's no chazokis. Not in panosa, and not in gezunt. A person has to be makir, he's kerosh. He's like the oni ha'oimid ala pesach every single day. Ribbono Hashem, give me. Don't just maintain, there's no maintenance by Kodesh Baruch. Give me a matana. Every day is a new matana. And that's what Chazal said, how a person has Atzloch Rosh Hashanah in his tefillis, if he approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ich hab nicht. I don't have anything. I need your matana today, tomorrow, and the day after. And if a person lives like that, his Rosh Hashanah is that way. That person is besimcha, nisamachta b'cholatoy, like the Pasuk says, we just read, nisamachta b'cholatoy, person who gives bikurim, means that's what he's saying. He's making that statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving me a present today, not yesterday, today you gave me a present. That person is nisamachta b'cholatoy. Today, boy wears a suit, I got this suit, Pesach, I need another one, it's Rosh Hashanah now, I wore this already since Pesach. A person who's makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matana, he's sameach b'chol atayv. He doesn't have to see the new suit, because the suit that he's still wearing is also matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could be zeicha to simcha. He has that simcha in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed will bring him to Avos Hashem. Beis Hashem should be zeicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel atfilis. Mitzeich ava lifnei mi ato mitah mi mitah escha. The Mishnah says in Yuma, and that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. If I'm not mistaken, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi ato mitah mi mitah escha. Mishnah says mikvei Yisrael Hashem, and I have a Kabbalah from Rabbeim that the Mishnah does the same. Aisalach. The Mishnah tells me halachas. Kach kibalti. A Mishnah is for halachas. What halacha did Rabbi Akiva say? Shreichem Yisrael, beautiful nigin. Mi mitayescha, The Eibishter changes your diapers. That's what it means. Mi metayascha. Echadak valdike abu van HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ala mikve Yisrael Hashem. Maybe Rabbi Akiva, in his final words in that Mishnah, is teaching us the Yisrael that we said. There's a type of tshuva that maybe overrides all the laws. It overrides maybe the need of Yom Kippur, Yisur, Machmal Etzlan. Which tshuva is that? It's the tshuva of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. A person that puts himself and closens himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the person who goes in the mikveh. Ashreichem Yisrael, so maybe Rabbi Akiva was mechadish. That the tshuva of Mikveh Yisrael, that's the tshuva me'ava. So he taught us it in. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, if you got so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metaya you, and maybe you don't even need the Yom Kippur. Maybe you don't need the Yisur Machmal Etzlan. Maybe that's the din of Rabbi Akiva. But that's Rabbi Akiva's understanding. What it means, Avos Hashem, and what it means, tshuva me'ava. I'm with you.